Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew. With the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And you're listening to the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And it's voluntary, by the way.
What is?
The fact that you're listening to us.
No, not anymore.
Oh, no?
No, we sent out a memo.
We shut down all the other radio stations, and this is the only one left.
Well, we are the flagship station for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Hmm.
And the reason I bring that up is, one, Randy Johnson pretty much took over the whole game last night. I don't know if anybody got to see that.
We need to tell people who Randy Johnson is, because I never heard of the guy.
No. Anyway, fantastical pitching, and then he went ahead and threw in a two-run double that pitchers aren't supposed to necessarily produce the runs, but he was responsible for pretty much most of the game last night. And the reason I'm bringing this up is, if you're a big Diamondbacks fan, after the 1:30 news, listen for the sound of the home run landing in the pool, and you can win a pair of tickets to see the D-backs Friday night at the Bob. Oh, at the Bob pool. So not only do you get to go to the Bob, you actually you hang out at the pool, courtesy of Fulton Holmes and News Radio 620 KTAR. So after the 1:30 news, you D-backs fans, be listening.
No. You say you're not a professional, but come on, look at the segue right into that.
Well, no, I was just reading.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you got there by doing this and then to that and the...
Yeah, but Randy's the man.
Smooth.
Randy is the man.
Speaking of the man...
Who the man?
Oh, I thought we had somebody named Bart that was on the line.
That had a horror story. What happened to him?
He had a nasty horror story about identity theft, and I was going to bring Bart the man in. But, you know, let's go ahead and we'll wait for Bart. Should we bring Adam in now and do his...
Yeah, let's talk Adam's to Adam, thing. Shall we? And get the thing ready.
Which thing is that?
The insect thing.
The
thing. I can do that thing.
Yeah, we're supposed to do this off the air. Hey, Adam, how's it going, bud? Now, you're going to join us next week at the Phoenix Zoo when we do our annual Earth Day Recycle Your Old Computer. People can come down and meet Adam,
right? Did you say zoo?
Yeah, they have one of those.
They don't have cows.
Yeah, we got that.
It's lions. That's
not a cow. That's a giraffe.
Oh. Yeah. A moon giraffe?
Yeah, well, Brandon, you know those books, those really early books that you use when your child is a toddler?
Yeah.
I'm going through those right now with my son.
Yeah, he skipped over that. He was into tech manuals, and see, this is the result. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're going to join us, so anybody that wants to meet the young man that is, the man, the myth, the legend that is Adam, you can come down next week and see us at the Phoenix Zoo parking lot.
Yeah, and I will be taking donations as well.
Yes, you will.
Yes.
All right. So you got some news for us?
I got some news story and a bug report to go with the new bug segment.
All right, so let's talk about the news, first of all.
Well, the little news story is I heard a little rumor that Microsoft is taking its Xbox Live service down next Wednesday to do some updates.
So this is like a shout-out to all you gamers out there that are into the Xbox Live, where you can play somebody else online.
Right, those of you who pay to do it instead of using the way you can do it for free using GameSpy.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, the Xbox Live, which is an actual service.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a subscriber to that, what's going to happen?
Yeah, Wednesday, it's probably going to shut down for about 24 hours.
They're doing some kind of update to the system, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so those of you, it's the self-imposed Microsoft, don't play your Xbox Live Day next Wednesday.
Get out and instead enjoy spring.
Rest your fingers.
Yeah, your thumb and index fingers get a rest on Wednesday if you're the Xbox
Live. And don't yell at your mom for not paying the bill.
Yeah, and to introduce the brand new Bug of the Week segment... How about that for some theme music, huh?
What better than Oingo Boingo to do that for us?
Adam is going to bring whenever he finds that there are bugs out there that you should know about. When we talk about bugs, they're kind of boo-boos in software programs.
Yeah. Shall
we call it that? Just to dumb it down here?
Yeah, it's where the programmers haven't had enough coffee in the morning and they make silly mistakes.
They make a silly mistake and then they find it later.
Yeah.
And then when they find it, the whole world knows, and that's when Adam says, "Hey, y'all, so what's this week's bug?"
Wait a minute. You ever considered that they're not actually mistakes that are made on accident, that maybe they're made on purpose so that they can make sure that they have job security?
No. What they tell you is those aren't bugs, those are features.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Adam.
Well, once again, it's the Microsoft corner and the bug segment, you know. Microsoft has been known for doing a lot of bugs. At least they get the patches out there pretty quickly, though. Well, apparently there were some major bugs and vulnerabilities out there, and Microsoft released a bunch of patches. Well, this time everybody wanted them at about the same time, so it started overloading Microsoft's Windows Update servers.
And so people were trying to get the bug fix, and they were unsuccessful.
Yeah.
It's kind of like calling this radio show after we've been on for about 15 minutes. You get that incessant busy signal.
Yeah. There was actually, it says here at news.com that the update site reached a sustained download rate of more than 50 gigabytes per second.
Mm. What's that mean in real-world terms?
Those servers were really working overtime.
That's a lot of bandwidth.
Way, yeah.
Hey, by the way, Adam, somebody emailed in named Bobby who said there was two of the latest patches that they applied to their Windows 2000 Pro machine, and the machine just kind of was brought to its knees, and they went out and found on some forums that that those particular patches, it's very, very common. So there's a couple patches out there right now. We'll try to get the information in our follow-up newsletter. That you might not want to install quite at this moment if you're running Windows 2000.
Yeah, it looks like Microsoft's going to have to make some patches for those patches.
Okay, so they made a patch to fix a bug, and there's a bug in the patch that fixed the bug on the bug.
Yeah.
So they need a patch to fix the bug on the patch that fixed the bug. I got it. It's very, very clear. I got it.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We'll see you next week out at the Phoenix Zoo, right?
Yep.
All right.
I'll see if I can bring some theme music, too.
There you go.
Mm.
All right, there's Adam, our 14-year-old wunderkind from Glendale, Arizona.
I remember when he was just 13.
Just a wee lad. Actually, when he was like 11 or 10 whenever he first started calling.
And it wasn't that long ago, was it?
Do you not recall the first time he was on, and he was like, we were like, whoa, this kid's incredible. And we said, so, how long have you been listening to our show? And he said, just first time I heard it. I said, did you learn anything? He goes, no, not really.
Yeah.
He said, he's perfect. Get him on this show.
That's the one.
All right, and the deal was inked that day.
Yeah.
A day that will go down in history.
Yeah, whatever.
Computer corner history.
Yeah, here's some history. 602-277-5827. That's the phone number you can call if you want to try to make your computer problems become history.
We got two lines of history open and available for you. So again, 602-277-5827. We're going to take a quick break so Michael and Ken can fight it out. And when we come back, more of your calls and questions. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. Back right after this.